We've all spent a lot of time at home in the last year, and many of us spent a lot of that time watching TV. Some of the numbers are amazing. For example, there are now more than 200 TV streaming services, and worldwide TV viewing time was up 44% in the last few months of 2020 compared to the same time in 2019. So, this morning, WBUR commentator Sarah Shukla has a love letter to the TV shows that got her through the pandemic.
My husband, Anil, lived on a boat for 10 weeks last spring. He's an emergency room doctor, and back then, in the early days of the pandemic, we couldn't be too careful. Now I'm fully vaccinated and ready for summer, but I've been thinking about that time when Anil spent nights on the boat, tied to a wharf near the hospital, how friends left groceries on my doorstep when taking three little kids to Target was unthinkable. The whole experience feels surreal, like something I binge-watched instead of lived. Which brings me to the true hero of the pandemic, my TV. When Anil first left for the boat, I needed my nights to be as far removed from my days as humanly possible. So I watched Outlander.
Castle Leok. I'd been here with Frank 2 days ago. Or was that in the future? How could I remember something that hadn't happened yet?
For the historical accuracy, obviously. I stayed up late, hoarding the few hours when my house was dark and silent. In April, Anil came home some weekends. After I stopped wanting to wipe him down like an Amazon package, we binged Ozark. We'd think, hey, Marty and Wendy Bird aren't doing so hot either.
Hypothetically, scale of 1 to 10, how difficult would it be for someone to disappear? You or him? Be careful. No, just me. You know, the family of four.
In May, I found Normal People. I loved the novel. I loved the Hulu adaptation. I followed Connell's chain on Instagram. I regret nothing. I didn't want to feel any of my feelings. Anxiety, fear, claustrophobia. But I did want to feel something. My TV let me feel like a person for a few hours each night. Eventually, Anil moved home, and we kept watching. It was a balm. Schitt's Creek made us laugh and cry.
Next step is to fold in the cheese.
What does that mean? What does fold in the cheese mean?
He folds it in.
I understand that, but how do you fold it? Do you fold it in half like a piece of paper and drop it in the pot, or what do you do?
David, I cannot show you everything.
Okay, well, can you show me one thing?
True Blood is ridiculous, even 10 years out, but it got us through the pandemic holidays. The real gift, of course, was Ted Lasso. Talk about the Valentine we didn't know we needed.
See, I believe in hope. I believe in belief. Now, where I'm from, we got a saying too. Yeah? Question, actually. Do you believe in miracles?
The last series we watched this spring, before our calendar became oddly busy, was The Americans. Living through a pandemic with your spouse on the front lines is not unlike being Russian spies. We put our boat in the water last week, and I'm happy to report no one's living on it. Also, I found a new show. It's called Everything's Gonna Be Okay. It's about being awkward and not doing the right things, but fiercely loving your people. It's my summer vibe.
I call you when I need you, my heart's on fire. You come to me wild and wired. You come to me. Give me everything I need. Give me a lifetime of promises and a world of dreams. Speak the language of love like you know what it means. And it can't be wrong. Take my heart and make it strong, babe. 'Cause you're simply the best. Better than all the rest. Better than anyone. Anyone I've ever met. And I'm stuck on your heart. I hang on every word you say. Tear us apart. Baby, I'd rather be dead. In your heart I see the start of every night and every day. In your eyes I get lost, I get washed away. Just as long as I'm here in your arms, I can be in no better place. You're simply the best. Better than all the rest. anyone I've ever